AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Rioting broke out in Baltimore today, a few hours after the funeral for Freddie Gray. He's the young black man who died a week ago while in police custody.
We have seven officers who were injured during the course of this. They have broken bones. One of them is unresponsive.
Captain Eric Kowalczyk, a spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department, says authorities will respond in kind with rocks and bricks being thrown at them.
You're going to see us use appropriate measures like tear gas and pepper balls.
A CVS pharmacy and a convenience store are being looted at this hour near downtown Baltimore. At least one police car is burning. Other police vehicles have been heavily damaged. After being sworn in today as the nation's first black female attorney general, Loretta Lynch said strained relations between police and minority communities can be repaired.
We can restore trust and faith, both in our laws and in those of us who enforce them.
In the meantime, the number two official in the Tulsa, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office resigned today after the release of a report that cited him as quashing criticisms of a volunteer deputy who would later fatally shoot a restrained man. One small South Carolina police officer was sentenced today to 18 months in prison and a second to a year and a day for unnecessarily shocking a mentally disabled woman with a taser at least 8 times. As the death toll from Nepal's devastating earthquake climbed past 4,000, aid workers and officials in remote shattered villages near the epicenter pleaded today for food, shelter, and medicine. And hundreds of truck drivers who haul goods from docks at the nation's busiest seaport walked off the job today in a dispute over their earnings and employment status. This is AP Radio News. Opening arguments began today in the Colorado trial of James Holmes, the man who's accused of killing 12 theater patrons and injuring 70 others. The presiding judge instructed the jury before opening arguments got underway.
If the jury finds that the prosecution did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt each element of a crime charged, including that Mr. Holmes was sane at the time of the commission of the act, then the jury must return a verdict of not guilty on that charge.
The father of a girl who survived the massacre says he'd be satisfied to see Holmes serve life in prison.
I don't believe the trial will do anything because there's a bigger judge after all this. So I would have loved to have seen him just get life in prison and move on with our lives, and I think it'd take a lot of heartache away. And again, that's easy for me to say because I have my daughter right now.
The public defender in the case says Holmes was psychotic during the deadly attack at a theater in Colorado. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.